Put your hands up.
So, did you miss the show?
That's okay, because we've got this cheeky podcast snack for you to enjoy.
It's the Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Scary news. Scary news for our lovers of drive-thrus, much like you and I. We love a drive-thru at all times of the day, mainly in Ubers, in the AMs.
There's nothing better than a drive-thru. Doesn't matter what it is. I just hate getting out.
I love a drive-thru, mate. Yeah. So good. And the people there are great. However.
At every drive-thru.
Every single drive-thru.
I've had some bad ones, mate.
Well, mate, it's not good. This is not good news for those people because here in Australia, because videos have been circulating online of the AI replacements that could be soon coming to replace our beloved drive-thru humans. This is not good. This is not good. AI coming after us once again. So apparently over in the US, the following companies have signed contracts with technology and AI companies to have their drive-thrus automated. Wendy's, McDonald's, Chipotle, Domino's, Taco Bell. And that's only a few of the...
So this is just the US?
This is the US. But because of this, there's a big prediction that the AI is going to come to our drive-thrus here in Australia.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just not a fan of AI at
all. No, I just don't like it.
Has anyone watched Terminator?
Yeah. Look what happened. Y2K. They'd taken over us.
No, mate. Y2K was real. That's a bad idea.
And that's... No, you're a non-believer. I think we'd cut you open, you'd be bloody wires and machinery.
You're too young to remember Y2K.
No, I was four. That had a big impact on me. There's a lady...
Mate, people thought planes were going to fall out of the sky.
Yeah. That's the problem with AI. You never know what's going to happen. Now, here's the thing. A video's gone nuts online of a lady going through a Wendy's drive-thru over in the States, and the person in the drive-thru, who's normally there, the beautiful voice, has been replaced by AI. Here's a little bit of it. This is what we could expect.
Welcome to Wendy's. What would you like?
Can I have a chocolate frosty?
Which size for the chocolate frosty?
Medium.
Can I get you anything else today?
No, thank you.
If anything, it's eerie. I'm not into it. It's a bit freaky. Because, I mean, I don't like even being on the phone to a robot. You know what I mean? When you call a bank or a telecom or an airline. Everything.
Everywhere you go.
It's all automated these days.
I went to Woolies the other day and there was no even option for a person. It was only self-serve.
Strictly automated. I'm not into it.
No.
But here's the thing, Jim. We've got to be prepared. So what I want to do, because, you know, after they go after drive-thrus, the natural next step is to go after Knight's Radio. Right.
Well,
half the shows don't even do them live anymore.
Well, we're the only show that's on live.
Yeah,
we called all the other shows earlier, so it probably makes sense that you know next time we want to take a night off, maybe AI could step in.
Well, AI or just some sort of automation. This is what I'm worried about. I'm worried about they'll go after the drive-thrus, and the next step is nighttime radios. So what I want to do now is simulate that. I want to simulate what an automated Jimmy and A show would actually sound like. So what we've done is we've recorded ourselves, Jim, saying some simple responses and asking some simple questions. 5 each, 10 in total. There are only 10 responses that are going to be available. But what I need now, 131060, jump on the phones right now and have a discussion with automated Jimmy and A. Automated Jimmy and Nath, you need to have a discussion with them. If you do so, you score yourself a prize, 131060, because I want to see how good Automated Jimmy and Nath will be versus real-life Jimmy and Nath as we are now, right?
Yeah,
so you call 131060, score yourself a prize, and have a conversation with Automated Jimmy and Nath.
I am worried that I hope people call, because if you miss it at the start of the show, we called every other radio station and no one answered.
That's true.
So if maybe no one's even listening. So we're the only show that's live.
Yeah, but I hope that you're out there.
Yeah.
God, I hope you're out
there. They're out there going, no one's listening, mate.
Because why are we even here?
Yeah, exactly.
Because why are we even here? All right, so 131060, jump on the phones right now and have a conversation with Automated Jimmy Nath. How this is going to work, right? We'll chat to you very briefly at the start and then we'll hand you over to Automated Jimmy Nath. Steph, welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Steph. You enjoy the Jimmy and Nath show as it is?
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad.
Doing well.
Okay, that's good.
It's the only option you got tonight, Steph. All the others aren't there.
It's like when TV just started. There was one channel. You know?
Do you like the one channel? Well, I guess I have to.
So, Steph, I'm going to throw you over to Automated Jimmy and Nath. It won't be us. I mean, it will be us, but it won't be us. Okay, you ready for it?
Yep, ready.
Okay, Steph, you can ask any kind of question from now. Go ahead.
What is your favourite weather?
And then I stole a baby.
How do you solve world hunger?
Are you joking me? That can't be real.
I agree. Is Santa Claus real?
Yes, exactly. I totally agree.
Yeah, so do I. Well, do you have a pair of socks on at the moment?
Ha ha ha. Same.
Well done, Steph. Welcome back to Real Life, Jimmy Nate.
It was pretty much the same, wasn't it, Steph?
It basically stumped me.
Well done, Steph. Elizabeth, welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello.
Liz, you like the show as it is, the Jimmy Nate show?
Yeah, I mean, it's the only one on tonight. No, joking. Yeah, I do.
We'll take it. We'll take it. All right, Liz, I'm going to hand you over to AI Jimmy Nate. Are you ready?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, ask your first question now.
What's the most expensive car in the world?
No way. And how did that make you feel?
It was amazing, really. How did it make you feel?
This is great. Please tell me more.
Is the Easter Bunny real?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think so. What's your favourite
car? That was
a
great story. Can you tell another one?
Well done, Liz. It's good. I'm nervous with some of the questions. I just want everyone to know it's not actually
us. It's artificial intelligence.
Thank you. AI. Thank you, Elizabeth. All right, let's do one more. Ed, welcome to the show. Hi.
Evening, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. You like the show as it is, the Jimmy Nate show?
Mate, I like the phone to see if any of the other stations were manning their phones. And I was all poised to phone you and say, right, giving you back a bit of your own medicine. And then you said, phone in and do this AI thing. So that's why I got in sharpish.
You were like, they're only saying it. They don't really mean it. And here we are.
Ed, you can confirm we are live, yes?
No, I'm not in front of you, am I?
He does have a point. He does
but
have
Ed,
a point.
But yes,
this is happening live. This is happening real time.
Okay, that's good. All right, Ed, I'm going to hand you over to AI Jimmy Nate. Yep. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, ask your first question now.
Where does your lap go when you stand up?
Oh, God, stop. No more. We don't need to hear any more.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. This is the Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Jim, off the back of the swirling media attention that came out of that movie, you know the one, Is it Anyone But You?
Yes.
Glenn Powell, Sydney Sweeney, bit of a romantic...
It's now on Netflix.
...comedy. Yeah, just arrived on Netflix. Did you ever... I never saw it. You see it?
No, never saw it.
And when I say it, it sounds like... And I'll never give it a go. It's still available to be watched.
Yeah, well, it's on Netflix now, so I subscribe to that. I'll probably watch it now, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
Girlfriend saw it without me, so.
Well, there you go. So you're not going to watch it by yourself.
What's the thing? I'm like, can we watch it? She goes, no.
Yeah, there you
go. I've seen it.
Maybe you and I should watch it.
When we have that bath together.
We open that bottle.
On the iPad.
Open that bottle of Cab Sav.
Red iPad in the tub.
Now, here's the thing. Obviously, there was the swirling media attention. And the rumors that Glenn Powell, one of the stars in the movie, was dating Sydney Sweeney. Obviously, my whole past, irrelevant to this story.
Glenn Powell.
Well, he's a good-looking rooster.
He is.
Now, both
I
were
see you two potting.
Both were technically in relationship at the time, but there was all these rumors that they were seeing each other, and the thing is they were playing up to it a lot as well.
Yeah.
And a lot of people going, they're definitely sleeping together. Now, here's the thing. He has come out today and said, although they weren't in relationship, they were definitely purposely playing up to it to get the marketing attention and eyeballs on it. And you know what? Round of applause. It worked.
It's because I was thinking about it, and like you don't see... Like it's a rom-com.
It's a rom-com.
I mean, I haven't seen it, but I've seen previews and stuff. Like, you just don't see them at the movies anymore.
No,
like,
you don't.
Go straight to Netflix or something.
And they often don't get the marketing attention that this movie got like, because of their fake relationship.
Avengers or, like, a big thing.
Exactly.
And I was like... You're right. It was probably all because everyone was like, are they together? Are they
That's
not?
What
are they,
every, are they? Yeah. Like everything they did on social media, TikTok, Instagram, all their ads, everything was to do with this relationship that everyone thought was real, but obviously it was fake because Sydney's...
They're actors.
Well, they're actors. And they're very
thespians.
Good. Thespians. But here's the thing.
Not to be confused with lesbians.
No, it's a different thing. But Sydney Sweeney was in a relationship with the producer of the movie. She was also a producer and they were together.
Oh,
so,
scandal.
Scandal. So,
but no, are they together? Or...
No, they are together.
Oh, they are together.
That's her boyfriend. Her boyfriend was the producer on the movie.
I thought you meant she's was. Well, everyone thought it was Glenn
Powell. It was fake. The whole thing was fake. I'll tell you what, not bad for creative marketing. Hat off to him. Not a bad excuse to take it home to your partner when you're sleeping with your co-host. It's for marketing, babe. Why are you having that bath with Jimmy? Marketing.
Okay. Yeah, bring marketing. Digital Kira. Film me and Nathan in the tub. Suddenly it's marketing.
Marketing purposes. Now, here's the thing, Jim. I reckon this happens a lot, the whole scenario of made-up relationships, for different reasons, which is why I want to ask the question now. 131060. Made up relos, did you make up a relationship that you're in? Maybe it was one that you did with a real person or a fake person that nobody saw. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, Stacey, why don't you have a boyfriend? I do, Steve. We've been together for 4 months.
Yeah.
Never seen it. Steve doesn't exist.
Steve lives in China.
Yeah. When are we going to see him? Oh, we broke up.
COVID.
It's so difficult. So I want to talk about made up relationships. 13, 10, 60. You know, maybe you did it to keep your parents off your back. You know, and parents are, when are you going to find a nice woman to settle down?
Maybe at work.
Maybe at work.
Like, maybe, you know, Stacey in accounts is hitting on you and you're like, oh, I'm engaged.
To get out of a relationship. Yeah. You know, or to get out, not a relationship, or to get out of someone having a crack at you.
I've made up. I'm actually married to kids.
Here they are.
Get out of my relationship.
That's my kids. I've helped a few of my female friends out before when they were being hit on before. I've walked over and gone, hey, babe, how are you? Let me buy you a drink.
Yeah.
Didn't work when I did it to another one of my friends who was like 5 metres away.
Yeah. So, geez, that guy's got a lot of girlfriends.
He's doing
you
well.
You can be in one of those doing open well. Relos.
Yeah. Have you ever done that before?
Been an open relo.
Actually, true story. I went to a open relo. No, I went to a girl's formal who I'd never met before because she was a friend of a friend back in school. I went to form with her, never met her before. And the only reason I went is because she had broken up with her boyfriend who no one had met, but she did have a real boyfriend who no one had met, you know, weeks before. And so I went and pretended to be the boyfriend.
Oh, because she didn't want to be embarrassed.
Because she didn't want to be embarrassed that she'd just broken up before the formal.
Oh.
So I get there and then I was like, is this
Barry.
Him? And I can't remember what my name was.
Yeah.
Henry or
Augustus.
Something. Yeah, it was Augustus Glute. Real weird. And everyone's like, this is him. I go, yeah, been together 4 months now.
That's good.
So, yeah, not a bad bloke, am I? Didn't help that I also did it to another girl that same night.
That sounded hit on someone else. No, don't worry, babe. That's made up. It's a fake name. It's a fake relationship. What?
In 10 years' time, Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell will also do it. 131060. Jump on the phones right now. Made up relationships. Did you make up a fake relationship? Did someone you know make up a fake relationship? Jodie, hello, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Jodie. Did you partake in a made up relationship?
I did indeed.
What happened?
Who was it?
I was at the bar and someone was trying to chat me up and he kept asking questions and I'd answer and he kept talking and talking and then he's like, are you married? And I said, yes, I am. And he said, oh, yeah, I thought so.
All the good ones are.
All the good ones are.
Now, Jo, did you have a fake ring on?
Well, I wear rings on every finger just about. So I did have one on that finger, the wedding
amazing.
Finger. So he
that
probably
worked.
Thought, yeah.
That worked well.
It worked in my favour.
And did you get off your back then, Jodes?
Yes, he did.
Did you? How
he stopped
deep?
Stop talking to me.
Did you have to make up like your husband's name, or just saying you were married was enough?
Saying I was married was enough. And he goes, "Oh yeah, I thought you would be."
Yeah. If you had to make up a name, what would the husband's name be, Jodie?
Oh, I probably just would have gone with Darren.
Darren. That's
Darren.
Yeah.
Darren Lockyer.
Darren, Queensland Rugby League.
Jodie's husband,
Michelle. Hello.
Hello.
Michelle, did you make up a relationship?
I did. I had to make up a relationship to cover the fact that I was sleeping with my best friend and we didn't want anybody to know.
Oh, talk us through this, Mish. Who were you covering it up from?
All of our friends. So we have a very close circle of friends and, we didn't think anybody... Well, we'd both broken up from previous relationships.
Yeah.
And had got together... and then, we didn't want anyone to know that we were together or sleeping together. So I had to make up that I was with somebody else.
It's like when Chandler and Monica were, you know, potting and the other friends didn't know. Was it like that, Michelle?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. So who was the
made up? Did anyone find out or did anyone know?
No, we've since stopped seeing each other and we've gone back to just being friends.
But no one ever found out.
No one's known.
Michelle, can I ask what was the name of the made-up relationship you were in?
Yeah, I was made up with seeing a girl called Brittany.
Brittany. And was Brittany a real person or just fake?
No, Brittany's fake as.
Good on you, Michelle.
Brittany, what's the last name? Spears.
You're dating Britney Spears? Yes. Ash, hello.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Good, mate. Did you make up a relo?
Yeah, absolutely did. I made up a relationship to break up with my girlfriend, well, ex-girlfriend.
So you made up a relationship
to get out of a relationship?
To get out of a relationship.
You heard it.
Wait, so what did you say to your real partner? You just went, oh, I'm actually in another relationship.
That's exactly what I did. Look, at that point in time, any excuse was going to be as bad, and this just came out in a spontaneous situation. So I was like, got me out, though, so it worked.
I can't see her anymore. Why? I'm dating. Who? Brittany.
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's only the good stuff.
Nath, want to ask now on 1310 CC, what did you do while drinking that maybe you shouldn't have?
Yeah.
Now, this is after round of applause for this bloke, Nath. Mm-hmm. Wine connoisseur Tom Gilby.
Good on you, Tommy.
So he tasted 25 different glasses of wine during the London Marathon.
Whilst running?
While doing the marathon.
Not watching it from home.
No. He was out there running. He stopped after each mile, 52 years old, of the marathon to sample a glass of wine, guessing its vintage, grape variety, and country of origin before continuing.
So it wasn't just a sip. It was so what, he had a different person with a bottle of wine every mark.
This was all to raise money. So it was for a palliative care centre called Sobel House, and he raised $26,000.
Good on him, the big fella.
I know. So good. So that's the reason he did it.
Yeah.
But afterward, he felt great. He raised a lot of money, but he's like, I wouldn't do it again.
No,
and I
God,
wouldn't
no.
Recommend other people
that
do it.
That is a tough marathon to run. Full
London
stop.
Marathon, any marathon.
Well, a marathon's a marathon. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's in the name.
Which one's the longest?
The marathon.
But to be, he would have been half cut by the end of it.
Yeah.
Well, it depends how big the sampling was.
No, he was giving it a nudge.
Yeah,
I think
right.
That was part of it as well to like encourage people.
Yeah,
you know, there was no spitting into a bucket.
Yeah, no, I never spit into a bucket.
No, you're one of the great swallowers.
I'm honestly probably top 10 swallowers.
Yeah.
That's
me. I've never seen you spit anything out.
No, strictly swallow.
Food.
No, everything.
Drink.
Everything, mate. What if I'm going on a wine tour, you know what I mean? If I'm going on a wine tour, I'm swallowing.
Yeah.
Everything, mate. That's what I'm paying for.
That's how we met.
Put it all together.
So 1310 60, I want to ask, what did you do while drinking that maybe you shouldn't have?
Be careful here.
It was great. You know, he raised money for charity, but at the end of it, he's like, I would not do that again. I don't recommend anyone do that.
No.
He's got absolutely smashed, as I said. He stopped after each mile, 25 glasses of wine during the London Marathon. Nath, I'm going to throw one out there for you.
Sure.
To get the ball started. Nath and I went and did a F45 session once.
is a great example.
And Nath, you came after a long lunch.
I was hammered. Well, I didn't know where we were going with such a nice... I thought I was going for a chilled lunch with a friend of ours, right? And so I went to this chilled lunch. Turns out it wasn't a chilled lunch. They'd booked a really nice Italian place and they were celebrating because they just... Something amazing had just happened.
Closed
to work for them. Closed
yeah.
a big deal. So they're... And it's all on their corporate card, right? So they're throwing all this cash around and I'm here going, shit, I've got an F45 class in 20 minutes.
Yep.
And now we're pumping red wine and they're like, nah, this is nice. It's like a 1970 range. I'm like, beautiful. And then I've rocked up to F45, smashed.
You were,
and you're like, what are you doing? I'm like, hey.
Yeah. They're like, all right, everyone, we're gonna get some burpees. And they go, burpee, yeah, I got a little burpee me.
Well, when's the drinks break?
You were so smashed. And every time I looked at you,
I was sweating peanut.
Yeah,
you could have bottled it and it would have been like an 84, an 84 Penfold.
You look like you were gonna throw up every single time.
I think I did throw up, didn't I, afterwards?
Yeah, I think afterwards, but not during the class.
Yeah,
like during the class,
tiny.
I looked at you, you're like...
Yeah, it was not good.
Yeah.
It was not, because I sobered up about halfway through the class.
Yeah.
It happens very quickly when you're sweating.
It's just going all out on the ski erg.
Yeah.
So we're looking for those types of things. 1310 60, what did you do? You know, maybe it was just a family dinner. Like, you had that locked in, you went out with the boys during the day.
I'd love somebody who, you know, maybe played sport. You know what I mean? Maybe, you know, you play like subbies in a team or like a social team and you've rocked up plastered.
A friend of mine, I won't name him because I'm not sure. Actually, no, I'm pretty sure. I won't name him still, but I'm pretty sure his now wife knew. He was very nervous for the engagement.
Sure.
So they went for a lunch.
Uh-huh.
They're away, like, I think up in Northern, like Palm Cove or somewhere.
Mm.
And so they're at this lunch and he is necking beers.
Pumping them.
Because he is like, I'm going to go down as the sun sets and I'm going to propose to
love
my
life. It's a nerve-wracking
time. You were nervous?
Yeah, so nervous.
So he is just sitting there and she's like, how lovely this. So they're getting a bottle of wine, they're drinking. He is smashed.
He lost the ring.
and to this day has still not proposed.
Yeah, he lost her. 13, 10, 60.
Some people say he's still at the pub.
Jump on the phones right now. What did you do that you probably shouldn't have whilst you were drinking? Isabel, hello.
Hello.
What did your partner do or your husband do after a few bevvies?
Well, my husband and my brother-in-law decided that it would be a great idea to strip down completely butt naked and do a nudie run down a very public and very lit up street where people definitely did see it.
What time was this, Isabel?
I think it was about probably 9 o'clock, 9:30 at night.
Yeah, see,
so
people are still out having, people are having dinner.
That's not
kids,
late.
Kids could be up as
some
well.
Parts of the country, the sun's still up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, Isabel, I'm guessing this wasn't a prior organised obligation. This was something influenced by the alcohol, yes?
Yes, definitely.
Where were they drinking, Isabel?
At my sister's house.
So the house and went, let's go down the main drag.
And, how long do you reckon they were out and about for? How long was the run?
They ran around for probably like 2 to 3 minutes before it got a bit too chilly.
Any complaints or just play on?
No complaints that we heard of.
Now you turned your phones off then, didn't you?
Yep.
Get on you.
Might get some now. People are like, oh, I remember that.
It was cold. Yeah. Hello, Hope.
Hi.
What happened whilst you were drinking that probably shouldn't have?
So, like your friend, I got a little bit of liquid courage to actually walk down the aisle and marry my husband. Mm. And I may have miscalculated and end up, being a little bit unsober.
You were smashed walking down the aisle.
Yes.
You're a legend. Yes. You're a legend.
I mean, did your husband know?
No, it was evident, like, straight away. The celebrant actually had to stop because she's like, when the part where you meant to say I do, I said if I have to, and I suppose. Oh. And she's like, no, for legal reasons, I actually need you to say I do. I was just, signed all the paperwork prior to wedding.
The most obvious part was when her dad didn't walk her down the aisle, had her on her shoulder.
Here's to Hope.
In a wheelbarrow. Good on you, Hope. Zach, what happened when you were drinking that you probably shouldn't have done?
So basically, I've had a bit too much to drink and I've ended up in the back of an Uber on the way home with a mate.
Crazy.
And crazy so far.
Yeah. I can't believe it.
Zach. Wow, Zach, what the hell?
Yeah, what?
This man is wild.
Crazy. Yeah, no, so I've got him, I've thrown up all over the back of the driver's head.
Over his head?
On him?
I'm sitting directly behind him. It's gone over his head.
Oh.
And, me and a mate have just given each other a bit of a nod and then just jumped out of the car and just took it off. Just jumped over a golf course fence and just...
Sorry, but Zach, didn't you say it was an Uber? Wouldn't have they had your, contact details?
Yeah, exactly. Like, we got charged as, the whole clean-up fee and everything, but...
So, Zach...
just decided to run.
So, Zach, let me get this straight. You were blind drunk and you got in an Uber.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Nath, every Friday on the show, we like to celebrate the true heroes of this show, which is you, Australia, the callers.
Yeah.
Yes. We do that by awarding our caller of week.
It's the only time that you'll appreciate being called a cow. Normally it's used as a slur. You know what I mean?
I don't think slur. I think insult is the word
you're
looking for.
You ugly cow.
Jared, what's the definition of slur?
he literally just pointed at you.
None of us want to be working tonight, mate, okay? He's literally like, I'm on the phone.
I don't know what he's... It looks like he works at a call centre.
Can't be this show. No one's calling, mate. They're all friends at home, asleep, hungover, out, doing something fun.
To find out who our cow is.
Every week, people like yourself call the Jimmy and Nath Show.
Hello.
Hello.
But only one can be the cow. Oh, wait, sorry. Cow means caller of the week. Get it?
Now I got it.
Our first, Noah Mooney, struggled to say one basic word.
That we all know.
Oh, there's a word that I've never been able to say.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to say it?
Well, I hope so.
But you said you can't say it.
Bring the dictionary. We'll go through every word.
Yeah, all right, go through. Okay, it starts with V anyway.
You can't say it because you don't know how to say it or you don't like saying it?
No, I can say it. Well, I can't say it, but I can say it if you know what I mean.
I don't, Michelle.
I don't, Michelle. But say the word, Michelle.
And then
say
we'll
the word.
Guess what it is.
Say the word.
Vegetables. What's the word?
Say it again.
Vegetables.
Michelle, you don't have to answer this question, but would you mind telling us how old you are?
59. And I do not have false teeth.
Okay. I'm not accusing you of saying that. I'm just saying you've got 59 and you can't say vegetables.
Put your teeth back in and say.
To be honest, it's kind of made me question. Am I saying it right? Vegetables?
Our next Noah Mooney Jordan caught a co-worker watching some X-rated content.
What have you caught somebody doing at work, George?
It was actually a contractor that come in to fix a few things at work, and all of us had finished smoko, and we all walked out. I went back to go get a drink, and old fella was sitting in one of the recliners at work, all kicked back, shoes off, everything, belt buckle undone.
No, he wasn't.
I had a quick look at his phone, and lo and behold, he was playing some adult films, and I was like, what are you watching there, mate? And I must have startled him a bit, and he threw his phone up in the air and it landed face up.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's my favourite one as well.
Did he have his hand on his penis?
He was pretty quick to get out of the room. He didn't really say too much. He's just like, oh, yeah, nah, just scrolling through Facebook. I was like, what Facebook do you have, mate?
I'm not going to say our final Nom Mooney's name.
As you're about to hear it for when they called in for...
What are you named after?
P-I-M-P?
P?
Pimp?
No, so it's P-I-M and then two P's at the end.
So it's Pimp. Your name is Pimp.
Yeah, so it is Pimp. I go by Pim for short, obviously. Yeah, a lot of people kind of think the wrong thing, but no, it's actually because technically my mum and dad named me after a severe pimple.
Oh. So on your driver's license, passport, if you have whatever, your first name legally is P-I-M-P-P.
Yes.
So you were named... Right.
So when you're at school, the teacher would go, Pimp, present.
She'd get a cane out her hat.
It's Pimmy.
Pimmy, right. So it's named after a pimple.
Pimple.
Your mum didn't work for
you, Dad. My dad's a doctor, and that's how they met.
Okay, right. Okay.
Doctor.
Yeah, doctor of love.
From not being able to say
vegetables,
naughty co-workers, and being named Pimp. Only one can be crowned this week's Cow. Hello, and welcome to this week's Cows. Oh, don't they look plump? Don't those udders look amazing? I'm not presenting awards to cows. It stands for Caller of Week. Welcome to this week's Cows.
Yes, welcome to our nominees this week. Now, something that we've been doing, or I've been doing over the past few weeks, is just eliminating people before we get to the winner.
Yeah, it's a good idea and it's a fun way to draw out the answer and give us more content.
Yeah, much like we do later when we do the Employee of the Week.
Oh, is that today?
Yeah.
It is too. It's a nice addition though this week, isn't it?
No?
Yeah, it is good.
Not that they listen.
No.
I'm gonna rule out Jordan, one of our nominees this week.
See you, Jordan.
Just because we can't be rewarding that type of behaviour.
No.
You know what I mean? Hands in pants.
Well, no, not with your hand in the pickle jar.
No,
not
that kind of hand in the pickle jar.
Especially even if you work at, a supermarket.
Yeah.
Get your hand out of the pickle jar.
Yeah, it should be on the pickle jar, not in it. That's what? For customers.
Yes. No.
You can't just crack open a pickle jar.
No, you can't just hook into somebody else's pickles. Yeah.
Anyway.
So he's out.
He's out.
Yeah.
That does mean it's between Michelle.
Also, I don't think he had his hand in the pickle jar. I think he saw somebody whose hand was in the pickle jar. Semantics.
I've got rid of him, mate. I don't care.
Okay.
It's his, well, he shouldn't have been there.
Well, yeah.
What's he doing watching?
Yeah, sicko.
It's actually worse. It's actually much
He's
worse.
He's watching in the bushes.
I'm glad I ruled him out. So it's between Michelle and Pimp.
Yeah, okay, let's find out who this week's cow.
Your first name legally is P-I-M-P-P.
Yes.
So you were named, named after a pimple.
Pimple.
Your mum didn't work for your dad.
My dad's a doctor, and that's how they met.
Okay, right. Okay.
Doctor.
Yeah, doctor of love.
Congratulations! Come on down!
Oh, Pimp, well done! Our caller of the week, we got you there, P-I-M-P.
You do.
Pip, can I ask you, is that your real name?
Yeah, like, and I do say unfortunately as well. Sorry, Mum. Sorry, Dad. But, yeah, it is my real name. I've thought about getting it changed, but
no.
It just feels really weird picking a name. So I just go by Pimmy.
Yeah, don't change your name.
The other thing I've thought of since we last spoke on Tuesday was you said you're named after a pimple. But pimple is P-I-M-P-L-E. How come they went P-I-M-P-P? They put two P's in.
Because I just don't think that they... Like, I think they wanted to kind of segregate it a little bit from what it was. But at pimp. The same time, they didn't want it to just be, like, pimp as if I'm, like, you know, a hooker's father or something. So, yeah.
Which leads me to my next question. What would you have changed it to? Madame? Or what would you... Gigolo?
I'm as caught as you are, so.
I do love it.
It's almost too good, yeah, exactly. Like, a name shapes a person, so.
Yeah, absolutely. What can I ask what you do for work, Pimp?
Oh, so I'm a chippy by trade, so, yeah.
It does
get a couple laughs anyway, so, it's always funny on a job site.
So does that mean, like, do you have your own business?
No. I run a couple side gigs. Like, I'm always...
Oh, side gigs. What are they?
You're doing side gigs, are you, mate? You're doing some cashies.
Yeah, you know.
Just on the corner of the street.
Because your business name would be fantastic. Let, like, Pimple sort out your wood, you know?
Yeah, there we go.
Get your wood sorted with Pimp. So good.
Is that show Pimp Your Ride? Pimp Your House.
Oh, so good. Pimp Your House. She didn't like that one.
No, I'm writing them down.
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
It's only the good stuff.
Queen time!
That's it, Jim. The buzzer goes off, but at least not for another 10 to 15 minutes while our team get into each other. Which
yeah,
is
look,
nice.
On a Friday, we got no place to be. We work with a bunch of losers.
Us included.
Yeah.
We're all losers. We have no friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all here in the studio. Digital Kira's got her glasses on. You do realise it's dark outside. Your sunglasses.
Okay. I do.
Yeah, point proven, losers.
You missed it earlier, Nathan. We were chatting about how, you know, hard it is, you know, living a life at nights. You know, Kira can't find love. Jared can't keep his relationship going.
Yeah.
I'm sure Brooke and Kai also were involved in the conversation.
Kai's the only one who's happy.
He's got a kid.
Yeah, Kai's happy.
Is this your last one for a while too?
It is. I won't be around for like 3 or 4.
Kid or show?
Is this your last wife? Yes, well, you'd hope so. You don't marry again, do you, Nath?
Well, yeah, no. Believe it. Someone who's done it 4 or 5 times.
Well, unless Nath and I do a wife swap or something.
Oh, well, Jesus. I mean, yes.
Oh, yeah. Where my loving people at? My digital Kira.
Hey, guys. How are you? This is good, isn't it?
Executive producer, Bruiser.
Come here. Let me spread the love with my warm fluffies.
Producer, Jared.
He tries.
She's the least annoying person out of the three.
And, of course, Audio Boom.
Hi.
It's time for...
Employee.
Come on,
Employee of the Week. Employee.
Let's go.
Employee of the Week. Employee.
Let's do this.
Employee of the Week tonight.
Yeah.
Let's spread the love.
Oh, welcome, team. everybody here. Digital Kira, producer Jared, EP Bruiser, Audio Bones. It is good to have the whole crew in here, Jim.
I just want to sort of touch on what I was saying earlier about Kai being at his last. It's not his last wife. It's not his last child.
It's his last day of living. He is.
You're going on holidays.
Yes, I am. It's like 3 or 4 weeks.
3 or 4 weeks.
I think I'll be missing 3 or 4 Fridays. I'm not exactly sure, but.
So yeah. What do we want to do? Like, so Audio Balls, if you've listened to this show many a times, he has filled in before and he helps out.
Balls and Bones.
He'll be stepping in. We'll ask you, Bones, do you want him to take over? And if he gets a point for Employee of the Week, it goes towards you?
No. He gets his own points.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
He'll be on the board. He could potentially win Employee of the Year.
Well, he could.
You're real.
That would be a twist.
Yeah.
I've already reached out to him. He wants to be part of it.
Okay.
He wants to be part of it. Okay, excellent.
I feel like that's going to be such a cop-out because at the end of the year, you two are going to be like, oh, we can't choose anyone, so we're going to choose Audio.
Shock me, Jared's not happy with
it.
I mean, it doesn't sound fair.
Well, be better.
It does sound for a funny bit, though, for the next 4 weeks, just to give it a balls every
Keep
week.
Giving it to him.
He's done it again.
So predictable.
We can't lose. All right, we know how this works. It's the good edition this week, which means you've all got to say something nice about each other. At the end, Jimmy and I decide who wins and don't listen to anything you guys have said. In fact, normally we've already got someone in mind anyway. Digital Kira, you can kick things off. Who deserves to be Employee of the Week?
What a terrific question, though. Thank you so much for asking.
It's the ABC.
It's been a bit of a short week, if you will. We've got 3 days, essentially, of stuff to draw.
Are you stalling?
I just think that, you know, it's really kind. It's the little acts of kindness, the little small acts that don't really give anyone any benefit. Jared bought me a ginger beer. And it was yummy and delicious and
nice.
Just quickly, ginger. Purchased or you went and got it from the work fridge?
No, I went and got it from the work fridge. But I had to walk up a few stairs to get there.
Yeah, so Jared!
Yeah, that's nice. Doing something for somebody else.
And expecting nothing in return?
Oh, it could have been a tactic. Who knows? I don't care enough to always expect something.
Always got hidden agendas.
No, they're not hidden, mate. They're pretty obvious. Well, over to you, Jay. Who deserves to be Employee of the Week?
Well, it's a very hard decision this week, as it is every week we do the good week.
Yeah.
But I will be voting for Kai.
Oh, no.
Because I'm not going to be able to vote for him for 4 weeks, so I'm just voting for him now. Because I still can.
It's a pity vote.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I appreciate it.
Pity. You're welcome.
Pity votes still count.
Yeah, they still count.
Pity vote is fine. Yeah. You want to say anything nice about him?
Not really, no. Okay. Go to Brooke.
Executive producer Bruiser, who deserves to be Employee of the Week?
I'll also be voting for Bones. So he's
Did you say Bones?
Bones. He said Bones.
We all heard Bones. Yeah.
Did we all hear Bones?
Put your hand up if you heard Bones.
Yeah, we all hands up.
The one other employee outside has put their hand up.
I will be voting for Bavusa Bones.
Do you know I'm a vampire?
We just found out.
Obviously, we know he's going away and he's done the biggest handover document I've ever seen. So it takes a lot of work off my plate.
Oh, nice, Bonesy. You're doing some hand. I don't know what that means, but good on you.
Bit of hand action.
Lots of writing on, this is how you do my job.
Yeah, right. Kind of sounds passive aggressive.
Yeah. Poor Zach doesn't know what to do.
I just want to make sure the show runs as if I'm not here.
Oh, that's nice.
Which I won't. Be.
You won't be.
I don't know why I said all that.
I want the show to run like I was still there.
Audio Bones, who deserves to be Employee of the Week?
I'm going to vote for Digital Kira this week.
Because there's
always just a different vibe about her on a Friday, which I love, you know. Mm. And I just had like a really nice chat with her earlier, and it's just those little chats that feel like they don't mean anything, but they kind of mean a lot because it's just a nice feeling.
What did you chat about?
I've actually forgotten. I remember I tried to do a magic trick.
Obviously, we
sang a song about him opening his door.
That's right.
And then he tried to hide my ginger beer lid from me and be like, oh, look, it's gone. It was in his back pocket, but I let him have it anyway.
I can learn some magic and perform when I get back.
Yeah, let's do that. Get an English magician to put you through the ringer. I don't know, guys. Stop letting me talk.
This show doesn't even need us, does it, Jim?
No.
It ticks along well, doesn't it?
The
back and forth.
I'm
going
to be speaking to the bosses, the powers that be. And the next time Nathan are away, it won't be the Polson. No. It'll be you four.
It'll be these guys.
Can I panel?
Yep.
You can panel. Bones
can panel.
You can panel. I'll do a handover, Doc.
I'll be Jared.
Yeah, you're going to be Jared.
I'll be Jared.
Go, give us your best Jared.
Oh, so like, Jimmy and Nate are like really annoying and they suck.
Why do I sound like 2 years old?
Adds up.
It's sounds really, like no, an impression
I,
someone else used to do.
I do more funny and I make the gay jokes. I am really, really good at my job.
I honestly
what
sound like...
What happened to Jared? Jared, are you okay?
That sounded like, I don't, this is very niche, but Abby's dog, Walter.
Amita Walter.
Yeah, that's no, exactly what different. It sounded like.
Get your ears out of the gutter. Mm.
You're right, Nath, you really
obviously it is, mate.
I know.
Send it in for a radio award, let me tell you. All right, Jim, let's do it. Let's make the punishment stop. For the listener.
Yeah, sorry, Australia.
Can Jimmy I just recuse myself? Goose.
Yeah, can we turn him on?
Yeah,
off,
you're out anyway.
So, Kira's out. Kira has been eliminated. Yeah. Just so we don't hear from her anymore.
Yeah, digital Kira's out. Audio Bones, Jared, the executive producer, Bruce.
Just thinking back to the week that was.
Me too.
It's hard, we had the day off.
Short week, one on, week. One off. I mean... I've got someone in mind who I want to give it to, but maybe we should work our way there.
Yeah, okay. You want to eliminate someone first? Yeah. Get it down to two.
Mm. Who do you want to get rid of? I'm going to get rid of the executive producer of the show.
Okay.
Bruce, you're gone, mate. You're gone.
Because she said...
Well, I think at one point you...
Bones?
You said Bones. And I'll be honest, I've been distracted ever
since. The whole time, yeah. And it is a nice week.
Yeah.
And he is leaving. And yeah. She forgot his
and
name.
And you forgot his name. He's in your team. You're the executive producer of the show. And you've called him Bones. And it wasn't just me and Vimy who were upset at that. Right? I saw Vera and Varad were also. It's between
Bones and Varad.
Varad. Is there one that stands out for you?
Well, I mean...
Because there is one that stands out for me. Unless, but you've...
No, I think Bones has been on this week. His openers. Like
who?
Bones. Sorry, Bones. Bones has been on
Bones
this week.
Bones has been on this week.
Some of his openers this week have really blown my socks off.
Yep.
But, you know, I feel like he's doing that on purpose because he's going away.
No, so that's
gonna,
true.
I'm going to flex a muscle here. Show him how good I am.
No, I admit I've been doing like a few different things, but I was just in the zone.
Yeah, in the zone.
And then Jared,
yeah.
I mean, he looks after Born Funny.
Yeah.
I saw a Born Funny email. I'll be honest, I didn't read it.
Yeah.
But I scrolled. And well, very detailed.
Hold on, I wrote that.
Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa.
Didn't that come from Jared's email?
You're eliminated. I sent
Shut
it
up.
To him.
It's a bit, no, a bit of teamwork. A bit of teamwork, yeah. Which
well,
we like.
And no, that's actually a compliment for Jared because notoriously doesn't work well with others. So
the fact that
him and Brooke work together.
Well, I like that. I like that. Yeah. And Vones, you're leaving us, so it's going to Varad. Well done, Varad. Yeah.
Thank you.
And also, Varad helped me move the cupboards that we got in trouble for.
The rubber did.
Yeah,
did.
The rubbers. Yeah, the rubbers. We had to.
Maybe I'll have to help Brooke out a little bit more moving forward.
Oh. Ooh,
EP
thank
Jared.
You.
Wow. Oh, God. Well, now, guys, as a reward, because you did so well this week, I want you all to head into Vones' studio and have one of those amazing conversations.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
It's only the good stuff.